This week on What's Going On with Earl Ingram, we sit down with Milwaukee Police Union President Alex Alea and Senator Bradley to discuss the push for a 12.5% raise for Milwaukee officers. What does this mean for public safety? What about community trust and the future of policing in our city? Don't miss this important conversation. Follow us at civicmedia.us or wherever you get your podcasts. And remember to please like and subscribe so you never miss an episode.
Good morning, Senator Bradley. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
All right. So let's talk about what's taking place here.
Yeah.
Clearly, you and many of your colleagues are in total support of the raise that clearly the Milwaukee Police Department hasn't had a contract in 2.5-3 years. And so you're 100% behind them asking for this raise.
100%, absolutely. It's been nearly 1,000 days that they've been without a raise. And for the job that these men and women do, running into danger, putting themselves in harm's way when the rest of us run away, they deserve every penny that they're asking for, plus more.
And do you believe in collective bargaining?
Have
you
ever? For these guys, yeah, of course I've heard of collective bargaining.
So that's what it's always been. It's always going through collective bargaining.
Mm-hmm.
Why the change now?
Where has there been a change?
Well, because the mayor said that he wanted this thing to go through the process, which is collective bargaining.
Mm-hmm.
And so what do you say to that?
What I say is that it's been nearly 1,000 days without a contract. They've had time to do it. They need to do it. They're still going through the process. They're headed into arbitration now. I want the mayor to get a deal done, period. These men and women deserve every penny that they're asking for, and it's time to get it done.
So let me ask you this. So then if in this instance the mayor and everybody usurps the process, then all the others who come down that same path, would you say that they should be able to usurp the process that's been put in place?
The process is not working right now. They've dragged this out 1,000 days because they don't want to pay the police officers, and I don't know why. I think it has to do with politics, because it's unpopular still to support the police. I believe it's politically unpopular for the mayor in his base, because he's got some politics that he subscribes to, where backing the badge and supporting the police doesn't help him, even though it helps his city. That's what I think is holding this up. He's got to put politics aside, put his citizens first, give these guys a contract, and get them paid, and also try to recruit more. We've got to get more police officers out there. We're too low of a staffing level. It's unacceptable behavior. It's got to come to an end. I'm here today to support these men and women as they try to get a contract done. Thank you so much for your time. I've got to hit the road.
All right. Thank you very much. I want to say this. As a lifelong resident of this city, to hear a politician say this is about politics is absolutely ridiculous. And yes, it's about politics. His response is political. And the whole situation is political. To say that the mayor should rise above it is totally unacceptable. Now, I'm waiting because we're going to be interviewing the president of the union. You know, there's a major protest going on at the front of City Hall where people are organized and are in total opposition. There is a system that's in place. It's called arbitration. As a person who was in the union myself for 34 years, it was always about arbitration. But to say that we should do away with arbitration in this instance, I think is absolutely flaws the whole system. And if you're going to do that for one group of employees, you need to do that for others.
My name is Alex Ayala. I'm the president of the Milwaukee Police Association.
So good morning to you, sir. Your thoughts about what's transpiring here at City Hall?
My thoughts is that we're here to fight for a fair wage for police officers who have not gotten a contract in 3 years.
So they haven't had a contract in 3 years. The negotiations that have been going on over the last 2.5 to 3 years have all failed.
Yes, they have.
So the mayor's response is, we're going to take it to arbitration. That's the process. Let's see what happens. Your response to that?
That was my response, actually. We're the ones that took it to mediation, and then nothing got resolved in mediation, and then we took it to arbitration.
All right. So you don't want to let the arbitration play out? What are you asking?
Arbitration is expensive for both the city and the union. So you gotta have attorneys that are gonna fight your arbitration like a court case. So arbitration is both expensive for us and for the union. and it's also a the city versus their police officers. So that's also doesn't play good. That's why we're trying to settle something before we have no more time until we have to go to arbitration. Because after today, we don't have time to settle any kind of offer.
So the reason this is surprising to me is I was in a union for 34 years, and every time contracts came up, we had to honor the process. Mm-hmm. This year, saying the process has failed, and so you don't want to honor the process?
We're honoring the process. That's why we're going to arbitration. We did the process. We negotiated for 2.5 years. Negotiations were not fruitful. Then we went to mediation. Mediation was not fruitful. Now we got to go to arbitration. So the MPA has been protecting the process from day one.
So if the city says and the mayor says no to your demands, what's the next step?
Arbitration, which is set for 2 weeks from now.
Okay. So you're just doing this to bring this attention to the people?
No. So the reason why we're doing this is because today is the deadline that the mayor can accept an offer or give us an offer that's acceptable for us, because we need a 7-day cooling period. And then after that, you need a ratification vote. And then after that, puts us in arbitration. So we don't have the time to take any offers beyond today.
So your thoughts that the mayor is not going to accept clearly your offer because she's not responding?
Correct.
You say what to them?
That it's a shameful that he can give himself a 15% raise from taxpayer dollars, but then won't give us a raise, which is less than what he gave himself. We're asking for 12.75, and he gave himself a 15% raise. The alderman got a raise. The chief got a raise. He settled contracts with the supervisors union. He settled contracts with the firefighters union. Why he won't settle a contract with the police union? Why are we so bad that everybody else can get a raise and settle contracts, but not with the police union?
You really think it's a matter of the police being so bad in the eyes of the mayor that you guys are so bad? This is the reason, personal reason why he won't respond? You think it's something?
You have to ask him that. I don't know what it is, because he won't say it. He won't come up to me and ask or sit down with me to negotiate this himself. He won't. So I don't know what his reasoning is for all this, because everybody's getting a raise and everybody's getting their contracts settled except us. So why don't we ask him that question?
So this can end today if the mayor comes out and agrees to your 12.5% increase.
Exactly. So if the mayor accepts our offer, this all ends.
So your offer includes back pay?
Of course, because we don't work for free. Nobody does.
No, I'm just asking a question, right?
So, as a union guy for 30 years, nobody should work for free, should they?
Listen, I'm a union man.
Nobody should work for free, should they?
I don't think anybody's working for free, okay?
Well, we are if we accept the mayor's office, because the mayor's office had 1 year with the highest percentage being 5% with zero back pay. So that means that my officers don't get paid for 2022. So the city's offer was 5% with zero back pay, and then 2% and 2%. Only paying back pay for the following years, not the first year.
My last question to you, sir, is I constantly hear people say people are against the police. I've been in the city for 70 years. Mm-hmm. I don't know too many people who are against the police in the city, in my community.
Right.
So we keep hearing people say people are against the police. It's just not true. There may be a handful of people who may oppose the police, but the masses of the people and taxpayers in this city support Milwaukee police.
I agree with you 100%. I've been getting nothing but some good positive feedback. When Officer Kendall Corder passed away, when he got murdered on duty, we got nothing but support from the community. So I know the community supports us. My question is, why doesn't the mayor support us?
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.